Okay, good Erev Shabbos, especially to all the Talmidim who are spending maybe their first Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael, maybe their second Shabbos, and thank you for the wonderful pictures that were sent earlier. It's a very nostalgic thing, and I'll give you a little bit of Musar. It's Elul, so nobody should be leaving Yeshiva. Okay, so in Shavii of Shoftim, of course, we have the Parsha of the Egla Arufa. And there's such a beautiful symbolism that Chazal point out, cited by Rashi, Asher lo yevad yelo yehaved bo v'lo yizareya. That's their understanding of the Nachal Esan, based on Targum Unklus, the Nachal of Vayar. Rashi says, Kasha shelo ne'evad. And it's all symbolic of the fact that a person who's cut down, right, just like we have the Mishnah in Sanhedrin called Demei Achicha, not just the Dam of Hevel, but all of the Doros that could have potentially cut out from all of the from this individual were unfortunately prevented from doing so. As Rashi says, the Chaper Ahal Rigaso Alza Shelo Nichu Lasos Peros, even though it could be, of course, the Chalal Ba'adama could have been somebody who, in fact, was able to have peros, but this is all a shiur in a kol mekayim nefesh achas mi Yisrael ki lukiyim olamale and letzareinu arav kol me'abed nefesh achas mi Yisrael ki ilu ibed olamale. The Ramban is very critical of the Rambam's approach in the Mora to Egla Rufa. The Rambam thinks it's basically a practical gesture to generate publicity, would be the modern term, so that we can be mevor the dam hanaki, not just through this ceremony of Egla Rufa, but to create a whole scene, Asher lo yaved bo v'lo yizareya, you know, and, you know, everybody is going to have to, you know, deal with the fact that now there's this plot of land that isn't being developed and how tragic that is, you know, based on, and what a loss, especially in Eretz Yisrael, Din of Egla Rufa is no Eik Sham in Eretz Yisrael. So, it's a reminder that everybody should come forward. And, Ramban disagrees. He thinks it's part of the rubric in general of Kachem and Asim Bachutz, of Paraduma and Sira Mishdaleach. Egla Rufa is part of that. But what is, one of his critiques of the Rambam actually falls a little bit for me on deaf ears. He says, you know, he doesn't understand if it was really, you know, the idea, Asher lo yaved bo v'lo yizareya, that the Isra Avoda and Zariya, in the Nachal, was meant to generate this sense of urgency that people should come forward, people who aid or ro yada. So he says, why don't you do it in a sade hatov? Why would you do it, you know, in this makom kasha? So I think that is an unfair critique of the Rambam, because the Rambam has a shita mechudasha, so what the Nachal Isan is. The Rambam writes that it's a nachal sheyored b'shatva. It's actually not barren, but actually there's a great source of water there. There's a mayan hamizgaber, sheshotev b'chazka, right? So the word etan is obviously means strength. So there were those who took that to mean, you know, again, based on divrei Chazal, right, that it's, as Rashi says, kasha shelo ne'avad, right, that it's barren and not really arable, tractable land. But the Rambam thought, no, nachal esan. Esan modifies the nachal, that it's a nachal sheshotev b'chazka, like etan moshevecha v'sim basela kinacha, right? That could be another interpretation. So actually the Ramban's critique of the Rambam's position, that it could be a sadeh tov, I think for the Rambam it very much could be, because there's a very powerful water source there. And for the Rambam, in some sense, right, the message is even strengthened. Here you had an individual that had so much dynamism to offer, as every person does, in the Cha'adam Shein Lo Shah, and things were cut down tragically for this individual, is in a sense an even more tragic phenomenon. That is mechayiv us to do everything we possibly can to be mevar the dam hanoki mikirbeinu. So we always have to be careful about imposing assumptions on one another. Nachal Esan for the Rambam is not what the Nachal Esan means for Rov Rishonim. Be that as it may, the takeaway message, L'chol Hadeos, V'leisman Depliki, when it comes to Egla Rufa, and the fact that the Sanhedrin Hagadola have to get involved, and the, you know, the process of Medida, and the role of the Kohanim, is probably the greatest testament to an idea that we've spoken about so many times over the course of the last 18 months, of Nefesh Achas Mi Yisrael is an Olam Malay. The fact that society stops in the case of, a single individual, and, Yadenu Lo Shavchu Es Adam Azeh Ve'enenu Lo Ra'u, the obligation of the leading halachic authorities in society to stop what they're doing and to pay attention to Dinei Shmiras Nefashos is, I think, says everything about our worldview, and as the Rambam says, Darchei Tarachim V'Chesed V'Shalom Ba'Olam, and it's all life affirming V'Acharta V'Chayim, V'Talmidei Chachamim Marbim Shalom Ba'Olam, Kol Tarakula Nisnei Slaso Shalom Ba'Olam. You know, the Kedusha Sachayim dimension of the Egla Arufa is overwhelming, and that, of course, is why the Yerushalmi says, and it influences the Rambam's Piskei Halach and Elchol Shabbos as well, Hazariz Harezem Eshubach, Hanishal Harezem Eguna, Ve'ashalel Harezem Shovei Chadamim, when it comes to these matters. And, the Egla Arufa is a very important linchpin, I think, in this entire framework, constellation of matters, which is a very significant touchstone when it comes to all of our perspective on Dinei Nefashos. Wishing everybody a wonderful Shabbos.